Jamie is the new head professional at the Preserve at Oak Meadows. It's got to be an exciting day for you and your staff to know that one of these days the building you work in is going to change and there's a fantastic new clubhouse and visitor center on its way.
Yeah, definitely exciting day today with the groundbreaking that went on earlier. I had a lot of staff who weren't scheduled come out just to see it happen, and I think for them it was they needed to see it to believe it after all the years of the talk of it. So, you know, it's been really good. It's, I think, in a way, boosted morale around the course. Everybody's excited about this new venture that's going to happen. You know, we got a great golf course out there, and now we're going to have a great clubhouse to complement it. So definitely a lot of good things to look forward to in the coming year.
Does it answer some of the questions I'm sure you've been asked more often than not? You're right here at the front counter greeting the customers every day. And how many of them come in and say, hey, what's going on with the clubhouse?
I think since day one in the shop here, constant questions from golfers of what's going on with the clubhouse, what's going on with the clubhouse. So, you know, when they started putting up the construction fence, everything that we've been telling them all season about, oh, it's coming, they finally got it. And I think they're as excited as the staff and here at the course and the staff at the district are about the clubhouse coming there. Thrilled to see it because they missed the old one. You know, this was the hangout for a lot of the golfers around this area. So now they have that coming in the near future again.
Mm-hmm. How will it improve day-to-day operations from you and your staff when it opens, hopefully about a year from now?
I think it's going to improve day-to-day, simple little things. You know, we get a lot of play that guys come pretty much right off a plane to the first tee. Now we can offer them that locker room, change in, freshen up after the round if they got to go somewhere. The shop is going to get a little bigger in square footage. So I think it's going to offer us an opportunity to put some different things in here merchandise-wise. We do a good job of following the trends, and I think this will allow us to be even better with that. you know, no longer will we have to tell golfers, oh, food and beverage is in the trailer next door. Now we can say, hey, the restaurant's down the hallway, great menu selection, you know, nothing bad out there to eat. You know, and I think it complements the on-course building we put on at the start of the year in terms of food and beverage. Yeah, it's got nowhere to go but up with, you know, like I said, the great golf property. Now, when you get done with your round, you have a brand new restaurant to eat in and a great menu to choose from. So,
and so you're adding something new to the way your golf cart fleet will operate. We're told it's the first of its kind here in the country. Tell us about that improvement coming to golf carts at the Preserve at Oak Meadows.
So with the addition of the new clubhouse here, the cart barn's getting a little bit of a facelift, and we're going to be adding solar panels and solar capacity to power the golf carts. To my knowledge, it'll be the first in the Midwest, and I think the first in the country to be 100% fully solar-powered cart fleet. So it's an exciting time for us. It's green energy. It's good. It's, I think, going to be an exciting venture and a great little marketing piece for us to say, hey, we got green-powered golf carts. Let's get them out there. And gotten a lot of questions. People who've heard about it saying, oh, you know, what if it's a cloudy day and this and that, and I, you know, gave me an opportunity to explain my limited knowledge of solar power to them and how it works. So I think it's going to be something really, really cool that goes along with this golf preserve that we have here.
Jamie, as someone who attended some of the town hall meetings here when this whole project was being discussed, it was amazing. Some of the first questions that people had were they were asking about might you have a halfway house on the course? Guys would stand up and say, this question's from my wife. She wants to know if you're going to have real bathrooms instead of porta-potties out there. And it was amazing how many people at every one of those meetings asked those same questions. In your first year here, what's been the feedback for now having some nice bathrooms and a very nice-looking halfway house out on the golf course?
You know, the Perch, as we named it this year, has been a very popular addition of the golf course. In years past, it always has been the refreshment cart and the temporary trailer that offered food and drink. And now we have, you know, brick-and-mortar building out there that offers way more than I think most, you know, snack shops and refreshment stands, halfway houses can offer. You know, from hot sandwiches, cold sandwiches, small breakfast options. We have draft beer out there, which, you know, to my knowledge, you can't get at too many on-course buildings around here. And then with that, you know, nice compliment of the restroom facilities out there. You know, I know with a lot of golfers, being able to find a facility on the course is an issue. So we have, you know, ones that are state of the art, always clean, and I think just small touches
maybe
like that.
Even air conditioned. Yeah, that day.
Air conditioned. Yeah, they added that capacity earlier this year too. I think it's just a nice compliment, a nice amenity to have while you're playing golf that you don't have to worry about finding a tree or waiting until you make the turn to be able to use the restroom.
Tell us, tell the golfers if they haven't been here since it's reopened from renovation, or they've never been here, what would you tell them about the preserve at Oak Meadows?
Steeped in history. You know, it's started in 1923 as a private club, and that course was very much a old-school private club course. Tree line tight, you had to be accurate off the tee, accurate into the greens. And we've kind of, you know, replaced that with the wetland areas as opposed to tree-lined. And I think giving the golfers a great test of golf, no matter your skill level. I think if you play the right tees out here, you're going to have a fun day. Your golf game is going to get challenged. But you're not going to leave the course going, oh, man, that really kicked my butt. I think you're going to leave the course going, you know what, I left a few out there, but let's come back and try it again. And I think conditions this year couldn't be better. You know, our grounds team has probably some of the hardest work and the most knowledgeable people I've come across in terms of ground maintenance. And they are always doing something to improve it. You know, and in my mind, if you have a great superintendent and a great staff, it's hard to find better course conditions. And that's what we have here. You know, we're not only offering a good test of golf in terms of the layout and what we have there, but, you know, there's a lot of great golf courses around here where, you know, conditions may ebb and flow throughout the season, and I think ours have done nothing but flow, if that's right. It's just gotten better since the day we opened the doors this season.
So best place for information, DuPageGolf.com?
Best place for golf information, DuPageGolf.com. And if you wanted to learn more about what's going on with the clubhouse and then the Forest Preserve in general, always visit DuPageForest.com as well.